Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Adrian Grimes.
Hi, Adrian. This is Evan calling you right back.
Okay.
All right. So let's get started on this. Thank you again so much for calling me back and for taking the time to talk to us.
Sure.
Okay. So for people who have never used a telehealth service, I was wondering if you could give an overview of the process they would go through and the benefits of it and why it's really been catching on so much just in the past couple of years.
Okay. I think consumers who are also patients, they want ease, they want convenience, and they're looking to technology to solve a lot of their issues, and healthcare is no different. So we're just trying to follow the lead of other industries where we're using telehealth to, you know, meet more people, provide more convenience, and provide more access. And so telehealth is really just the use of technology to treat patients, and that's happening in a lot of different ways. It's a very broad term, and so when people ask me about telehealth, I try to question them a little bit to find out what kind of telehealth they're talking about, because telehealth really can be anything from mobile health, which could be an app or something on your mobile device for an online visit or a video visit with a doctor or text messaging with your provider or your counselor. But it could also be, you know, huge telemedicine equipment that's sitting in a small hospital that allows a patient who presents to that hospital with stroke symptoms to connect with a stroke specialist at a larger hospital, because a lot of the smaller hospitals don't have certain level of providers on staff. And a lot of times people in rural areas miss out. Sometimes, you know, they don't get the care that they need because the smaller hospitals don't have the intensivists and stroke specialists and people like that on staff. But with telehealth, we can connect small hospitals to large hospitals. We can connect doctor's offices to specialty offices. We can connect pediatricians to schools. And we have a pretty productive school-based telehealth program, one of the best in the country here in South Carolina. We can connect providers to skilled nursing facilities so that elderly people don't have to be put in a van and brought to a hospital or a doctor for their follow-up care. They can be seen right in the comfort of their nursing home or skilled nursing facility remotely with a provider. There's just endless ways that telehealth is able to connect providers to patients in various locations, including the home.
So it sounds to me like it's not even really its own unique separate thing, but is kind of becoming ingrained in the medical system as a whole. Would you say that's an accurate summation?
That is an accurate summation. Telehealth is just another way for a provider to treat his or her patients. It is an integration into the regular delivery of healthcare.
And for about how long have you said that you guys at MUSC have been really pushing for this and making this a central focus of your healthcare services?
So MUSC began doing telehealth with the stroke program. It's probably one of the earliest adopters of telehealth technology. And that was around 2007, 2008. And then it's just grown from there. When we realized we could do it, for stroke care, we realized we could do it for other types of care. We realized we could provide services for pediatric emergency care. We have some of the best pediatricians in the country and some of the best pediatric intensivists. And so our providers are able to treat pediatric children that, you know, present at a small rural hospital with a pretty serious injury. And but because that intensivist in this case can really see this patient using telehealth technology and high definition remote cameras and peripherals and otoscopes and all of those things that he or she would use if the patient were in the room with them, they were able to treat that patient and talk to the provider that's with the patient in that facility. And that's just tremendous for a family with a child in crisis or trauma. A lot of times the care is so good using the technology, the child doesn't have to be transferred, and that keeps the child or any patient in his or her local hospital, which is better on the family, less travel from an economic standpoint. You know, you want your loved ones as close as possible. When you have to transfer, you know, people have to take off work, they lose, you know, productivity, the family loses money. So it's really an opportunity to help people stay in their neighborhoods and get the care that they need locally without having to travel, but still have access to the high quality providers.
So telehealth is definitely filling in some gaps then in that regard. What has it done
Absolutely.
In terms of like the bottom line, financially speaking, has it been or giving you guys a chance to essentially save money while providing sort of an equal level of care? Or what are your thoughts on the financial aspect of telehealth?
There are a lot of different financial aspects. In terms of the patient cost, we're just now starting to get some data, and I can't speak to specifics now. So they're just, I will say, in terms of financial impact, think of it as patient savings for patients. And then there are different savings for the payers, who are the insurance companies that pay the claims. So if you think of someone using telehealth services, either they're paying for it directly, like a direct-to-consumer service, such as a lot of the apps that you see, or that provider that's providing services using tele is submitting a claim as he or she would if the care were in person. And then you get into, is that care going to be covered? Is it going to be covered in the same way as an in-person visit or consultation? So there's different types of financial impact. There's some for the payers if they save money. There's some for the providers, whether or not they're saving money. And then there's the patient, whether or not that person is saving money. And for all of those different audiences or stakeholders in this equation, there are different things to look at to determine if there are cost savings. And I know that's complicated, but I needed to spell that out.
Pretty much everything in the healthcare industry is at least a little bit complicated. So this has only really been, it's still kind of in its infancy then, because you said it's only been around at least at MUSC for just about 10 years. Where do you see things going in the next 10 to 20 years?
I see it accelerating greatly. It's been around for a while. I'm told, I need to go look this up to verify this, I'm told it really came of age during the first Gulf War when the Department of Veterans Administration began using it to treat soldiers out in the field. And then it's just been sort of modernizing since then. But we are fortunate to live in a state where we have state funding for telehealth. And that is something that, if we're not the only state that has state funding, we're one of very few. And so that's something that other states don't have. The South Carolina General Assembly actually funds the development of telehealth on behalf of all of the citizens. And that is just a huge thing that we're very proud of. And so state funds flow into MUSC, who is the headquarters. We're the headquarters of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. And then those funds are shared on to other health systems and providers and organizations, anybody who's delivering telehealth. And the funding pays for things like equipment, and you know, there are a lot of things that go into building a telehealth service. Obviously, you have to have the providers that will be delivering the care, and then you have to have the infrastructure, which are things like telemedicine carts, or sometimes it's an iPad, or sometimes it's a telemedicine cart. It just depends on what modality works. Or sometimes it's a cuff, a blood pressure cuff with some kind of reading on it that goes back to the health record at the health system. So there's just a lot of different ways telehealth is delivered. And so we have state funding to cover those, that cost, and that just makes that we can outfit schools in rural areas and things like that. So we're very, very fortunate in South Carolina to be one of the national leaders for telehealth.
I'm sure giving you guys something to build off of for the future then.
Well,
thank you so much for talking to me. If there's anything else you think I should know or things that you think that our listeners should know too that you feel like mentioning?
Well, if any of the listeners are interested, I would invite them to visit MUSC's Center for Telehealth website. And then beyond that, if they want to see what's really happening in the entire state, it's www.sctelehealth.org, which is our statewide website where all of our providers are distributing information about telehealth programs. And then if they're interested in being a receiver of telehealth, I encourage them to talk to their own providers to see what that provider is offering to his or her patients. And they might be surprised that they have access to telehealth and they didn't know about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.